Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Coffee with Casey. Today, we're going to look at the real estate cycles. And it's very important to know where we are in the real estate cycles, whether you're buying or selling, to understand how prices are moving up and down, how much they have and how much they have in the past. The good thing about real estate is we track everything. I mean, you really have a good inventory online with MLS. So we can track what the housing market is doing. So let's take a quick look. You know, two things drive the market. Right? Interest rates and inventory. So inventory has been down. Rates have been up. So when inventory goes down, that is upward pressure on pricing. When interest rates go up, that is downward pressure on pricing. So who's winning? Who won in the last 12 months, right? Inventory has been awful and interest rates have been awful. So really, who won? The answer is the inventory won. Because prices did go up on average about 7 to 10% last year, which means that the buyers are still out there. They're still pushing prices up, even though interest rates are up. There's still such a lack of inventory that the buyers are still pushing it up. So let's take a look at some of the charts that really tell us this, right? So the first one we're going to look at is Fairfax County's inventory, okay? Now, this is the inventory for the first quarter of every year. So back in 2017, we had 2,937 homes put on the market. This year, we only had 1,650 put on the market. So what does that mean? We have no inventory. Still buyers out there, even though fewer buyers with higher interest rates, there still are a lot of people that need to buy a home, okay? Now, this is consistent. If you look at Loudoun County, same thing. We've gone from whatever that is, 1,125 back in 2017 to 600. So yeah, inventory is way down. It's down because people don't want to sell their house and move. They don't want to sell with a 2.5% interest rate and move to someplace with a 6% interest rate or 6.5% interest rate. So everybody's holding the inventory close to the vest because of interest rates. Now, this is also consistent. We look at every town. So we look at Vienna and McLean and Reston and Haymarket and Aldi and all those, Centerville. So this is a look at Vienna. Now, Vienna has gone from 235 homes on the market in 2020. And last year was 117. 117, that is one half, right? So this year is recovering. Yeah, it's recovering. Nothing to write home to mom about. It's not that big a recovery. So we have an inventory problem and an inventory issue. And we are peaking out. Let me show you how that affects things. Okay. So the green line is the, if you take that house back in 2010, and this is a chart from 2010 to 2024, from 2010 to 2020, which is right about here, right about in the where the value line says that home went from 872 to 1,035,000. And the pricing is 1.1 million. So at this point, starting to separate just a little bit. Now, with lack of inventory, the pricing got way out of whack. And for those of you that are listening to this on a podcast, I'm showing you a chart with a blue line that shows prices have gone up to 1.344 in 2021 versus the value line at 1.17. So it's jumping about $150,000, $160,000 over where it should be. Same thing in 2022. Then here comes 2023. Comes all the way up to 1.425. And according to the inflation rate, it should be at 1.25. So what does that mean? Does that mean that houses are $175,000 overpriced right now, overvalued? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. So are they overpriced? Sure they are. Are buyers willing to pay that premium? Yes, they are. They need a home. They can't find a home. They have to find their home. So, you know, when we look at these charts, they clearly define the fact that we are at a peak. Now, does this mean that if a ton of inventory comes out, the prices are going to fall? Yes, that's exactly what it means. They'll come down maybe 10%, but that's about it. It's not a crisis. It's not going to kill anybody. And if you're buying a house, you're going to be there for 20 or 30 years. There's going to be plenty of these cycles that come through over the time. So buy a house, get into it, lock in your rate and price now. And then when interest rates come down, go ahead and refinance when the time comes. Okay. So how much is this consistent without, you know, throughout the whole area? Well, yeah. So this is another chart that we're looking at, folks that are on the podcast. This, I'm looking at a map. And on the map, I put the amount homes have appreciated in the last 4 years, since 2020 to 2024. Vienna appreciated 34%. Just so you know, the average around all Northern Virginia is 33%. So over here on this map, you can see Reston's only 24, so they basically have not appreciated as much as everybody else. Neither is Lower Loudoun or Western Loudoun County. They're at 27, while their two neighbors, Aldi and Leesburg, have gone up 47. So what this chart tells me is pretty sure 33 is an accurate number that we've appreciated from 2020. How is that important to us? How does that help me when I'm trying to price a house every day? Not a lot of inventory. So when I have a house, there's just not a lot of inventory. So I come at it from four or five different directions. One of them may be there was tons of inventory in 2020. What was it worth in 2022 or 2020? 1.2 million. Apply 34% to that. That's going to give you a ballpark, right? This is like hand grenades. You don't have, you know, just got to be close. You just got to be close, right? You've heard me talk about predictive analysis all the time. We just need to be close because we're going to do a predictive analysis that will laser beam the price of the house. And that's what we launched with. And that's why every house we're putting out goes under contract and they go under fast and they get 100 to 150,000 over list price. So, but one indicator here is we've gone up 34% in 4 years. Now, if you want to put this in perspective, I'm showing another chart right now that shows that from 2010 to 2020, a 3,000 square foot home sold back in 2010 for $882. So the value line inflation means that in 2020, it would be worth about $1,012,000. And in actuality, it was worth $1,026,000. So for that 10-year period, it only went up 16%. And we've gone up 34% in 4 years, right? Do you think we've over-appreciated a little bit? Just a little bit. So we do have a little comeuppance. It is going to soften. And there's nothing wrong with that. When the inventory comes out, the prices are going to soften. So who should be cognizant of this right now, right? Well, the people that should be thinking about this are, yeah, I'm going to sell within the next 2 years. You want to do that now, because now we're at a peak. And when inventory does come back, and it will over the next 2 years, then prices will soften. So if you want to go out on top, and what I'm telling all, I'll be honest with you, is what I tell every seller. I said, sell your house, go out on top, take all the money, put it in the bank, go rent a place, have a good time for 2 years. In 2 years, inventory is going to come back, prices are going to soften, then get back in the market at that time, right? Then as prices soften, then everybody goes, recession, recession. They drop interest rates. That's when you go ahead and lock in a low interest rate, lower price, buy in 2 years. Have a good time. Go rent it in Old Town Alexandria for a couple of years. See if you like downtown Leesburg for a while. You know, it's a great thing to just be free. The kids are gone, you know. And I'm not talking about moving up people. I'm talking about people that, you know, are at that 50, 60, 70-year-old age. And it's like, you know, it's time for us to do something different. Now's the time to do that. So that's the cycle that we live in right now. And that's where we are in this cycle. So we're looking now at a map, okay, of how much prices it would cost for a house that is 3,000 square feet built around 1990, okay? And the map is showing that in Vienna, the house costs $1.37 million. In McLean, same house, $1.73 million. $350,000 more than Vienna. Arlington, about $200,000 more than Vienna. Alexandria, about $200,000 more than Vienna. So this map is effective when it says, if I'm selling a house in Vienna, I'm marketing it to people in McLean, Arlington, and Alexandria. And the good thing about artificial intelligence is it allows us to do it. We know who they are, where they are, what they're looking at, where they're looking at. So we can target these buyers to come to Vienna, pay premium prices. If I'm selling in Centerville, I'm targeting people, Reston, Oakton, Oak Hill, Vienna. If you just come down the road, if you just come down the toll road, the toll lanes of 66, it takes 10 minutes to get to Centerville. You can save $450,000 on buy a lot more house. So this chart, you know, you look at Haymarket. Well, what's the difference between living in Haymarket and living in McLane? The answer, almost $900,000. The house would cost $900,000 more in McLane than it does in Haymarket. Or Leesburg. It would cost you $700,000 more to live in McLane than it does in Leesburg. So when we look at the value of where everything is right now, that's a snapshot of where a 3,000 square foot home that was built in about 1990 would cost throughout the whole area. So that's where we kind of are with the cycles and with pricing in today's market. So the summary is this. If you're going to move up, let me show you something. This is when inventory enters the market over the past 5 years. Again, we're looking at a chart that shows dark green lines and light green lines. The light green lines are the second quarter of each year. So it shows there's a spike in inventory every year but 2020, because we had a little problem going on in 2020, called a pandemic. But if you look at every other year, the second quarter really stands out as that's when the inventory is coming on. This is what we can expect, where the first quarter was a barn buster. Awesome. How will the second quarter be? I will see. See how much inventory comes out. We'll see how the buyer pool reacts. So stay tuned to Casey's Coffee with Casey every Thursday. You can reach me at 703-508-2535 or Casey at CaseySampson.com. We'd be happy to. Bye now.